It's me again. Good morning or afternoon or night, whenever it is you listen to this. The Journal of the American Medical Association published an article by Dr. Paul Rushkin in which the author demonstrated how one's perspective can be immediately changed by a little bit of humor. To illustrate, Dr. Rushkin described a case study he had presented when teaching a class on the psychological aspects of growing old. It went as follows. The patient neither speaks nor comprehends the spoken word. Sometimes she babbles incoherently for hours on end. She is disoriented about person, place, and time. She does, however, respond to her name. I have worked with her for the past 6 months, but she still shows complete disregard for her physical appearance and makes no effort to assist her own care. She must be fed, bathed, and clothed by others. Because she has no teeth, her food must be pureed. Her shirt is usually soiled from almost incessant drooling. She does not walk. Her sleep pattern is erratic. Often she wakes in the middle of the night and her screaming awakens others. Most of the time she's friendly and happy, but several times a day she gets quite agitated without apparent cause. Then she wails until someone comes to comfort her. Well, after presenting that material, case study, the doctor then asked his students whether or not they would like to volunteer to take care of this individual. No one offered. And when he insisted that he himself had derived much pleasure from taking care of that person, the class seemed a little bit puzzled. Whereupon Dr. Rushkin then passed around a photo of the patient. It was his 6-month-old daughter. I wonder how many volunteers he had after that. Hardly anybody would have the same perspective about it being his 6-month-old daughter as they did when they thought this patient was a person at the end of life, perhaps, or, you know, moving in that direction and having all of these issues. Isn't it interesting how each and every aspect of the description that he gave would be endearing in one situation, so to speak, and putting off in the other situation? If this was an old person and a similar situation as he described, some people wouldn't go near that person. But if it was a baby, they would put up with all of that stuff. Perspective has a lot to do with how we view things. I think the Word of God tries to change our perspective all the time. I think God wants to change our perspective all the time. For example, when you get caught up in this world and you think this is all there is or these are the only options I have, think again. There's still another option. And actually, there's more than one option. There's God changing things just like the wave of a hand, or changing things in such a way that you learn and grow and mature and become tougher, so to speak, spiritually, able to handle the next one that comes down the pike. Or then there's this isn't all that there is, because even if you take my life, as sad as that is, and as awful as that is, and as painful perhaps, and negative in every way that is, it's not a negative when you think about the life to come with the Lord, if you know the Lord. Now, it is, of course, the opposite if you don't know the Lord. But the perspective part of it is really what I would like to kind of address just for a few moments today. And I see that the fourth chapter of Philippians has a lot to say about that. Verse 6, don't be anxious or be anxious for nothing. When you're anxious, your perspective is certainly out of whack. You can't even think straight. You tense up and you freeze up and you make bad decisions. So he gives you another way to go about that, even if something is the cause of your anxiousness. You also could be the cause of it about that thing. Sitting in a different spot or looking at it from a different perspective can certainly change the way you deal with it. But he says prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, and making your requests known to God can change you from being anxious to being peaceful. In verse 7, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I think that you could easily say that that's a change of perspective. Looking at things differently. Putting things in the hands of the Lord. Resting in Him. Acknowledging that He can change things in a moment. These are all perspective changers. And this peace, this irene in the New Testament, or shalom in the Old, it surpasses all of your understanding, your comprehension, and it like puts a fence around your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So not only can you deal with the situation, but you can deal with it in a way that is a godly way of handling it. And a godly solution for dealing with whatever it is that caused you to be anxious in the first place. Then he gives us a way to think that is, I don't know if it's hard for you, but it's hard for me, to let your mind go in a totally different direction whatsoever. And in verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And this is then followed up with verse 9 that says, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you in that case as well. Now that's a total perspective changing attitude and activity. So it's not only to be able to handle that thing that is, or rather, not necessarily handle, but come to peace about that thing that made you anxious in the first place by prayer and then by your thinking, directing your thinking. He's actually talking about directing the way that you think, making your mind full of these things that he mentions. Now, I like to think that verse 8, in all those whatevers, true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, good repute, excellence, worthy of praise, dwell on those things. That's about Christ. If you could just think about Jesus Christ, you would be doing that. But it isn't just a simple look on the bright side. But it is looking at things from the perspective of a heavenly viewpoint and looking at things in light of Christ being in your life, in light of what he can do and what he can accomplish. And even if he doesn't change the circumstances, what he is able to do by drawing other people to himself through your witness and your testimony and your love for him, regardless of what goes on, without you being the sniveling, criticizing, anxious, complaining child of God. You can be the child of God who is at peace, ultimately at peace, literally, in a situation that would normally cause you to be anxious. I would leave it there, I guess, for now. Just wanted to throw those thoughts out for you to think about and consider and, of course, put into practice. That's the idea. It's not just thinking about them, but actually letting these things affect your behavior and change you, transform you from what you might have been otherwise without Christ. Well, until we see each other again, Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you. Lord, be gracious to you. Lord, lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. How about that? Give you shalom.